The E-Commerce Fuel Podcast is sponsored by Shopify, the card I use and love because it eliminates frustrating technical and server problems. Like a Magento logging issue I had before we switched over that brought our store to a crawl and required the better part of a day to troubleshoot. What's the only thing better than eliminating tech headaches? Making more money. And Shopify can help there too. We experienced a whopping 41% increase in conversion after moving our store to Shopify from Magento. So quit fighting with servers and make more money. You can learn how at shopify.com. Welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast, the show dedicated to helping six and seven-figure store owners build amazing companies, outgun the competition, and make more money. I'm your host and fellow e-commerce entrepreneur, Andrew Udarian. Hey guys, it's Andrew here, and welcome to the E-Commerce Fuel Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today on the show. And today I'm going to be talking about free shipping. Specifically, how do you offer free shipping as a merchant without absolutely murdering your profitability? And joining me today, the man behind RebelCEO.com, a frequent guest on the show, Mr. Bill D'Alessandro. Bill, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. Good to be here.
We were just swapping pictures before we got on. I was showing you shots of the new E-Commerce Fuel redesign coming down the pipes, and you were showing me pictures of your warehouse with signage out front and everything.
Yep, we're a grown boy over here at Elements Brands. We have our own signs outside front now and our own office space. It's pretty nice.
Man, you're making me feel just young and inexperienced and like an amateur. It looked like a cool place you had, man.
Well, then just send me pictures next time you're in China or Bali or wherever it is you are.
It's cool. So you've got like the loading dock and the signs out front. So in a little place where like anytime you open up a new line, you can just slide the new line into kind of your big kind of signage, right?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we've got 5,000 square foot warehouse here with two loading docks and, you know, a couple employees shipping orders and whole room full of shelves and racks, and we got pallet jacks, and it's like a legitimate operation over here.
That's crazy. Have you officially gotten your first solicitation call yet?
Oh yeah. We've had, what have we had this week? We've had the credit card processing guy, a new guy comes by every week. Guy came by trying to sell us cardboard shipping containers. Yeah, shippers, like freight forwarders, all kinds of people come by all the time. We've also had the Google local specialists, you know, the scammy SEO guys.
Well, that's cool, man. Congrats. We're going to all try to make sure to get some pictures of that in the show notes. So if you want to check out Bill's new warehouse digs, ecommercefuel.com, we'll make sure to put them in the show notes. All right, let's dive into today's episode on free shipping. So Bill, before we talk about, you know, all the different strategies and things to be thinking about, I think it's really important to just talk about kind of the world we live in. And I think most people realize this, but I think it bears stating that we live in a post Amazon Prime world, right? Like this idea that people, as a store owner, it's easy to look at shipping, free shipping, and say, I can't afford to do that because it's expensive. But like people are trained, thanks to Amazon, to expect free shipping. And not just free shipping, but a lot of times like free, fast shipping. And that's the world, the environment as independent store owners that we're operating under.
Yeah, I mean, it's table stakes now. It's freaking brutal. I mean, it really is. It's wonderful effort as a consumer, but it's tough. As an e-commerce store owner, you have to know that your customers are expecting this. And then if they're not getting it, then they're going somewhere else or they're going to Amazon. So you really have to figure out, how does free shipping work into your marketing mix? How does it work into your cost mix? Because it's really not something you can afford not to do.
And as we'll kind of talk about a little bit later, it's not necessarily about raw costs. It's not people saying, oh, you know, you're charging X for shipping or this product is more expensive because it ships for free. It's more about, it's kind of this binary thing of, do they offer free shipping or don't they offer free shipping? And we'll kind of get into some of the tricks about how to get around that and kind of maybe game the system a little bit in a totally ethically way, hopefully. But yeah, it's people just look at that and they make a real quick judgment, and that's what they're thinking. So first thing I know that is important to do is thinking through minimum order thresholds. So ideally, you want to bump, if you're going to offer free shipping, which you probably should be, don't just offer it carte blanche, you know, have a threshold people need to meet, and ideally have it be right above your average order value. And to be honest, this is something I know we should do. We're not doing a very good job of it at Right Channel Radios. Have you done this, Bill? Like, did you strategically put that above your average order threshold, and did you see it make a difference?
Yeah, well, I think this is really the key to free shipping. This is how, as a business owner, free shipping goes from a cost to a revenue driver for you. So if you just were to offer, you know, one day you just said, all right, free shipping on everything, that would be an increased cost that you had to absorb. What you want to do is make that cost work for you to increase your revenue. So if you're saying, say, your average cart, and you should be able to figure average order value from Google Analytics or from, you know, Shopify or whatever cart you're using, that should be a metric you should already know. Figure out what one more item is. So if you sell $25 widgets and most people buy two, put free shipping at, you know, $70 or $69. So your typical consumer who has 50 things in their cart says, man, if only I add one more thing, I'm going to get free shipping. I'm not going to waste, you know, $5 on shipping. This extra thing is essentially on sale to me. So now, yeah, you've had to eat some shipping, but you've gotten an increase in average order value there that's going to help you net it out. So it's totally critical. We do it for Nurture My Body. Our average cart size is about $75. Our average item is about $25. So we have free shipping at $97. And when I did this, it used to be, where did it used to be? I think it used to be around $70, which was the average cart size, or people were getting free shipping. I bumped it up to 97 and it raised our average cart by about $5, $6, $7 or something, which is real money when you talk about what you can pay for a CPA.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think there's an article we'll link up to from eConsultancy. They did a study and they said like 58% of people add something to their cart to qualify for free shipping. But what also, I think the strategy, of course, it works. You've seen it work. These guys have seen it work. I don't know if you get this, Bill, but we have our free shipping threshold at $75. Mm-hmm. And it boggles my mind the number of people that will get a cart at like the $73 mark, $2 away from free shipping, and then they'll pay like $10 in shipping. Yeah. You know, they could add a $5 add-on, get something free and come out ahead, but they just don't do it.
Yeah, that happens on my sites too. And that's why you have to do sort of, this is a 1-2 punch. You got to set your threshold for free shipping above your average order value, but then you got to let people know where that threshold is and how close they are to it. So we have, if you go to nurturemybody.com, add something to your cart and then view your cart, you'll see a banner across the top that says, wait, add $40 to your cart, receive free shipping. And conversely, if you're over $97, it says, hooray, you're getting free shipping. Don't you want to add something else while you're getting free shipping? So you got to be hitting people at all times to try to get them to play the free shipping game, you know, make them see the free shipping as a value add and opportunity for them.
Yeah, I've noticed you guys do a really nice job of that on your cart, Bill. So number one, minimum order thresholds, make sure those are in place. Number two, understand, and this sounds maybe obvious, but it's sometimes it can slip through the cracks as kind of I'll tell in a minute. Number two, understand the most cost-effective ways to ship your products. Bill, you've got a good example about this. For me, this year with Right Channel, beginning of the year, UPS and FedEx really changed the ways that they shipped. And a lot of their, it used to be, if you had something super long, like an antenna, it would be really, and it was lightweight, it wouldn't cost too much from UPS because they mostly charged based on weight. But after a couple of months after the switchover, I started diving into my invoices and my profitability and the P&L. And I noticed we were getting just killed on shipping charges. And we ended up changing almost 90% plus of our orders now to USPS.
Wow.
Because it was so much more economical. And it's the kind of thing where if we hadn't been, you know, really looking at it and paying attention, we could have gone months and months and, you know, maybe even years and lost just tons of money. So
you got really killed on the dimensional weight shift over.
Our shipping costs probably went up by 50, 60, 70%. It was crazy.
Wow. You were the people they were targeting. That was
well,
the idea.
They were, but they drove us into the arms of their competitor, you know?
True.
So, and you had an example on this, I think. I mean, I guess you've mentioned it in the past in the podcast, but it might bear repeating for people who didn't catch our IRCE wrap-up with UPS or USPS and the weights.
Yeah. So I use now Postal Service, USPS, for probably 95% of our packages. You know, we're shipping shampoo, we're shipping face cream, sunscreen, all sorts of things like that. So they're usually physically small. And if you order just one, it's sub 1 pound. And sub 1 pound is first-class package with Postal Service, which is like usually under $3 to ship. So I was at the Internet Retailer Conference in Chicago with Andrew this year and swung by the Postal Service booth. And it turns out if you're shipping decent volume through the Postal Service, you can actually get some negotiated rates with the Postal Service, which I didn't know. So we were able to negotiate typically first class mail. The cheap shipping option I just mentioned cuts off at 13 ounces. We were able to negotiate to raise that ceiling to 16 ounces, which was huge for us because a lot of our packages actually come in at 14 and 15 ounces. And so those were rolling over to Priority Mail, which is, you know, $6 a package. And so we were able to take a ton of our packages from that $6 a package Priority Mail range to a $3 a package First Class Mail range. So that was a big win, you know, just by asking. And also, I mean, maybe you want to talk about this later, you know, as far as, you know, selling a shipping service level or selling a specific carrier. So the nice thing about, you know, postal service is Priority Mail, it can be 2-day in a lot of places in the country. So if you sell someone 2-day UPS, they're going to expect UPS. But if you just sell someone 2-day shipping, you could send it Priority Mail, spend $6, and that's a huge win for you.
Yeah, massive. And that's something we do too. We get real generic about not who we're shipping, but delivery times to give us the flexibility to do that. Because if you have on there, you know, yeah, UPS second day overnight air 2-day delivery, and then it comes UPS ground, even if it gets there in 2 days, sometimes people will be like, hey man, they didn't pay as much for this, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah, it gives you a ton of flexibility. And Priority Mail has gotten a ton better recently from a lot of people in the forum. We'll link up to a discussion on this. It used to be Priority Mail was kind of like 2 to 3 days, maybe 80% of the time, but it would slip sometimes. It wasn't that great, but it has gotten a ton more reliable recently, and they're also getting better. Just the other day, I did something online where I mapped out, hey, how long will it take to get from zip A to zip B? And it was like 2 days. It wasn't like, hey, maybe 2 days. They're getting a lot more firm and reliable with that on the USPS side.
And it has not gotten any more expensive either.
Yeah.
Which is the awesome part. They used to, I think it was probably 6 to 12 months ago, they went from Priority Mail being this kind of 2 to 3 day service to now it's guaranteed. It's 1 day to some zip codes, and they commit to you up front based on what zip it is. So you can actually say when you ship that box, it will be there tomorrow, not maybe it will be there tomorrow. And you can do that for $6, Priority Mail. It's incredible.
It is. Another thing people should do, and if you're a big retailer, you probably already know this, but if you're not pitting UPS and FedEx against each other to negotiate rates with them, it's something you need to be doing. They're definitely negotiable, especially if they know that they're having to work to earn your business. That's kind of, I mean, the ins and outs of that are something that's probably we could save for another discussion, Bill, but we'll link up to a forum discussion on that. And one more thing to note too is if an order comes in, you don't necessarily have to ship it all one shipping method. So we ship, sometimes we get orders for radios, which are heavy, and antennas, which are light, but they're overweight, we'll ship the antenna USPS and then we'll ship the radio UPS, and it actually ends up cheaper sending it two methods versus bundling it into one, which is crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah. So number three, raise your prices to pay for free shipping. So free shipping, nothing is free, right?
Right.
So a lot of times, I mean, determining if free shipping is a good profitability move is really complicated. There's maybe in some cases, just by offering free shipping and eating all of those additional shipping costs yourself, maybe there's a chance that you'll make up for it overall with additional volume because people will purchase from you, but that's not always going to be a given. And so you've got to think through how to pay for that if it's a good business decision. So Bill, I got a kind of a thought process behind this, but I'd love to hear your thoughts first. When you've offered it in the past, like did you raise your prices? Did you just kind of eat it and did you make it up on margin? How did that work?
So I actually figured this out sort of by accident. It was the very first pricing experiment I ever did when I started my business back in 2010. I was selling a skin cream product. It was going to be, I wanted to price it at $30. And shipping was going to be $4.99. And I tested $30 plus $4.99 shipping or $35 with free shipping. I didn't do it fancy AB. I just ran it one way for a week and then I changed it and ran it the other way for a week. And even though they were both the equivalent $35 in spend, the $35 plus free shipping, the conversion rate was almost double.
Wow.
So I did essentially almost twice the sales and my conversion rate was double. Even though it was effectively not any more expensive, people were just either put off by having to pay for shipping or enticed by the free shipping. So I ended up, and to this day, I sell for $35 with free shipping.
That's amazing. And so for you, the increased volume definitely made up for the small amount you had to pay for shipping.
Yeah. Well, I was going to pass it through anyway. So it wasn't like I was doing $30 free shipping or $35 free shipping. You know, I was charging for shipping at a lower price or higher price with free shipping. So yeah, I basically just baked it in.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, for me, our margins, man, I'm always jealous of your margins in the skincare space. Our margins are a little lower and our shipping costs are higher, so it gets a little trickier for us. And so when we've done it, I like to try to optimize around profit per visitor, because when I look at it, I've got to account for the margin hit we take, because if we just pay for shipping, you know, it huge hit to our margins because our margins are smaller. On a lot of our products, they're not proprietary, you know, like yours are. And so people are much more price sensitive, especially for some of the bigger radios. So you got
they can be shopped essentially. They could buy them lots of places. So you got to be in line price wise.
Exactly. I mean, you don't have to be, but your conversion is going to take a hit. And so there's, you know, a lot of moving parts. And so when we do it, when we incorporated free shipping in, we tried to optimize for profit per visitor. So we looked at the overall profit every month. We looked at the overall number of visitors that came, and we were trying to optimize for that. That was the threshold or the metric we were going for. And so what we did is we raised prices on items above the threshold by the entire shipping amount. So our $75 free shipping for a radio, kind of exactly what you did, Bill, with your skin creams. If a radio shipped for cost $100 and it shipped for free, and we were charging $10 for shipping, we just bumped it up to $110. And then prices below that threshold, we increased them incrementally. So, you know, if we were going to offer an item was like $25 and three of those would hit the threshold, we'd have one third of the shipping price baked into that price. So that's how we approach it. But it's tough. Like these things are, there are so many moving parts. Yours was pretty straightforward, but for our situation, there are a lot of moving parts. We have a lot of SKUs. And if you're thinking through doing this, do your best effort, but don't get too caught up in trying to control for every variable, because you're not going to be able to do it.
No, there's too many moving parts. I think the two metrics to watch are conversion rate, because a higher conversion rate is more money to your bottom line for every ad dollar you spend, right? So all else being equal, higher conversion rate, you can measure how much more money that puts in your pocket. And the same thing on average order value. So how many orders you're getting, conversion rate, and what is the average value of each of those orders? Both of those things put actual real dollars in your pocket, and then compare how many additional dollars you're able to put in your pocket, increase conversion rate, increase AOV with free shipping versus how much free shipping is costing you. I'd say that's be the easiest way to think about it.
Yeah. And maybe add one more to those would be your gross margin. Because if you're, again, like me, where you're low margin and you got high shipping costs for your goods, if you're not tracking that gross margin and your conversion rate staying the same, your average order value is taken off, but your gross margin is taking a nosedive, you're going to get killed on stuff.
Yes. Good point. You should really be looking at number of dollars in AOV and average cart drops to the bottom line.
Yeah. One last thing is beware of like super cheap items that you charge shipping for. And again, this is something that I need to practice where I preach a little bit more, because we have some low cost items on our website that probably cost almost as much as they are to ship. But I was shopping for something a couple of weeks ago and it was like $10 and the shipping on it was like $9. And I would have paid $20 for it, no problem. But psychologically in my mind thinking, I'm not going to pay as much to ship this as it's worth. Like there's something there that prevents people from purchasing. So when you're thinking about increasing your pricing, think through that and make sure you're not charging people as much to ship it as you are for a product. Number four, make people pay for expedited delivery. I don't know about you, Bill, but a lot of times for us, our standard shipping that doesn't meet the threshold is pretty slow, and then people can upgrade to it. You know, and in the past, we've had a lot of success with having that anchoring, because a lot of times people just want free shipping. And it's, again, that binary issue. Do they offer free shipping? Do they not offer? Okay, they offer it. I'll continue to shop here. And it's much easier to get people to go from a slow free shipping option to pay for upgraded shipping than it is to go from no shipping to pay for free shipping.
Yep. Yeah. And so we structure ours on Nurture My Body. It's below, so it's free shipping over 97. Below 97, it's $3.99 flat shipping, flat for economy shipping. And we say on economy shipping is 5 to 7 days. And that gives us the flexibility to essentially ship it however we want to ship it. We can ship it postal service, UPS, FedEx, whatever it might be, whatever the cheapest is for us. Because we haven't promised an exact carrier, we've just promised economy shipping, 5 to 7 days. And then in the cart, you have the opportunity to upgrade to $5.99 for standard shipping, 3 to 5 days, or second day, which varies from $14.99 to $19.99. The funny thing is, they usually, I said earlier in the podcast, I ship 95% of my boxes first class mail. So, and postal service. So really, regardless of what they pick, almost every time it ends up going postal service anyway, because postal service has such a great service level. If you ship or if you pay nothing for economy shipping, most of the time it's going to reach you in 3 days anyway, because you're getting first class shipping or priority mail. And that was the cheapest option. But sometimes people will pay up. And then if they pay up, we make sure they get priority mail instead of first class, or we make sure they get a 3 day ground UPS or something like that. So if you don't promise a specific method, just promise a service level.
Yeah, and that ties into number five, which is ship from multiple geographic locations. And this isn't always possible, especially if you have a lot of SKUs, but it can do a couple things. It can, one, lower your cost of just shipping to various people throughout, you know, say for us, the United States. Your ground shipping just gets cheaper because you're shipping at, you know, a shorter distance, but it allows you to deliver faster times at the significantly lower rate. So Bill, you were talking about delivering, only deliver a service level. And so what we do is a lot of times when people buy on our site, and let's say they select 2 day delivery or 3 day delivery for something that doesn't qualify for free. Like right now we've got it set up where anything $75 and over qualifies for three day delivery. And that's kind of one of our unique selling propositions on the site. But even if they come in on below that threshold, let's say they want to expedite an item there and they pay extra for it. Well, the number of geographic locations we have makes it much more likely that we can get it there on a non-expedited method for a lower cost. And so we definitely guarantee we'll get there. They pay more for it to ensure it's there, but more or less that warehouse distribution, the increased number of warehouses allows us to really look at shipping as a profit center in some areas while still being able to deliver the service level.
So are you able to do that because you selectively drop ship from different suppliers or from different, they have different warehouses?
Exactly. Yep. We've got multiple dropship suppliers on the West Coast and on the East Coast and the Midwest. And then we go ahead and ship. And there's sometimes definitely that availability isn't there. So if somebody selects 3 day shipping on an item in New York and it's over in our Oregon warehouse, well, we're going to have to, you know, we got to pay up and make sure it gets there in time. But if they select 3 day shipping and it's in New York City and it comes out of our Midwest or our East Coast warehouse, well, because we've invested in those relationships there, we can still definitely get it to them within 3 days, and it doesn't cost us nearly as much because we can ship it ground. So
interesting. So do you put human eyes on every order to make that decision intelligently, or are you able to automate it?
We do. We haven't been able to automate it yet. In the past, I'd love to use Duoplane. We thought about using Duoplane because I believe Duoplane does do geo routing to be able to route your order to the closest warehouse to the customer. But right now we're doing it manually. So
interesting. Yeah, it's a hard problem to solve.
It is. It is. But if you can do it, you can definitely make some money from it and keep your customers happy. So,
yep.
Yeah. Well, Bill, a handful of quick form discussions for people to check out on the topic. One, how to negotiate shipping rates with UPS. If that's something that, if you got UPS or FedEx, it talks about both of them, how to really get in there and get better rates from them. We've got a great discussion in the forums about that. How free shipping affects conversion. A lot of our members weigh in on what it's done to their conversion rate in the form. And then finally, the thought process behind optimizing for profit per visitor, that metric I mentioned that I use to try to test my pricing experiments, the free shipping experiments, all those kind of things. It gets a little complicated. There's a few things you want to make sure that you're controlling for, not perfectly, but to think through, link up to that discussion as well. So Bill, any closing thoughts on this?
Overall, just do free shipping. You have to do it, but don't view it as a cost center. Try to figure out how to way to make it a marketing expense, way to have it drive more revenue for you.
One thing we didn't touch on quickly is FBA. I mean, you use FBA, of course, to ship a ton of stuff, and you pretty much get a piggyback off of Amazon for second day delivery, don't you?
Oh yeah, absolutely. FBA, they get you a little bit on fulfillment fees, and they also, you can't use FBA to do economical 2 day for non-Amazon orders in the same way. So if somebody orders on Amazon, they're, remember also when you order on Amazon, you're not buying UPS 2 day or whatever it is. They just sell you 2 day shipping and they pick the carrier. So they're doing it too. But if somebody orders on Amazon, yeah, you don't pay a dime for that free shipping. Amazon just eats it.
Bill, well, thanks, man. It's been good. Hopefully we keep the margin halfway decent and get things yep. to customers quickly.
Yep.
Bill D'Alessandro from RebelCEO.com. Thanks so much, man.
Sure thing. Talk to you later.
That's going to do it for this week. If you enjoyed the episode, make sure to check out the eCommerce Fuel private forum, a vetted community exclusively for 6- and 7-figure store owners. With over 600 experienced members and thousands of monthly comments, it's the best place online to connect with and learn from other successful store owners to help you grow your business. To learn more and apply, visit ecommercefuel.com/forum. Thanks so much for listening, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again next Friday.